Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 60 degrees.
KE8VSI Mobile. KE8VSI Mobile.
KZ8Z Mobile. ETA 834. ET 34.
ETA 827.
Roger. How we doing, everybody on time for 8 turds? 8 turds plus 4 for me. I tell you, I finally broke down and got an Asus router, Greg.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day. You got it all straightened out except for a couple of oddball things you got going on, and I'm assuming you figured those out by now.
No, I mean, it's minor stuff. It's like housekeeping. You know, some things on the MikroTik were much easier to manipulate, you know, but the problem was is that everything was you could manipulate everything in the MikroTik, and that even though some things were easier, that made the overall experience more difficult. But like I'm having trouble assigning IP addresses, renewing leases, getting it to drop the number it was assigned from DHCP and take the number I force it to. I don't know why that is, and few other little odds and ends, but all in all, just a really nice, I mean, it's one of their top level ones, but this very nice UI, everything's pretty much figured out for you. You just got to decide what you want to do. I'm very impressed with it. I think you've got like the gaming version of this one, don't you have like the 6000?
I don't know that it's a gaming one, but it does have stuff for gaming in it. 66U or something, 660U, I'm not sure. It's pretty old at this point, but it's been regularly updated. And for static IPs, I usually do that at the device end, and I haven't really had any trouble with that.
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of that right now for the few things that are still obstinate. I'm doing it at the device end, and but I'm hoping that I can do it at the, you know, at the router end, you know, and you know, if I tell it to, you know, I should be able to release a lease, renew a lease. I should be able to set static, and tell it what it's going to get. And the next time it goes to renew the lease, it should take whatever I assign it. But it's just definitely not doing that. You know, MicroTik was easy. You would just click on one and say make static, and then you would just go up there and change the change it to where you wanted it to be, and then sometimes you either have to wait for a lease renew, or else you'd have to go in there and give it a kick. But all right, let me get mobile here so I can meet you guys up there. Dave?
Just a traveling southbound on, I don't even know what I'm on. Ryan, I think. Yeah, Ryan. 8:32 ETA. Made up 2 minutes. Wow, nice.
Yeah, you got to reboot the device. Otherwise, it's not going to take the new static IP address.
Yeah, sometimes, yes, that's true. Sometimes that doesn't do it. And sometimes you don't even have to do it. So, yes, but not always. Most of my devices have, followed along, set IP addresses, and some naturally found it when they went to renew. Some I had to reboot. But there's others that just, no matter what I do, they will not take the assigned IP address. They keep taking the one that they got doled out when they first hit the network. And I cannot, no matter what, reboot, leave them off for a while. I set the renew lease time to like 3 minutes, and then so I make sure the leases get renewed excessively and all that. No matter what I do, some devices just will not forget the one they were doled out. It's weird. I've never seen that. And yet, with my MicroTik, they would all follow suit. They would do whatever I told them to do, they would do. Same devices I'm having trouble with now. Go figure.
Well, that's probably the device then, not obeying things. But, yeah, I don't know. You'll probably have to go into the device and tell it to forget its IP then. I don't know. Either that or the device is giving it, randomly creating a different MAC address. That's the only other thing I can think of.
You know, I actually found that in the Google TV devices, I have 3 Google TV devices. I wanted the same user experience at every TV so that my wife could learn one, and then no matter which TV she was on, the remotes are the same and the experience the same. So I got 3 Google devices because I have all streaming smart devices, and they're all exactly the same Google TV. And so all the same exact devices, and 2 of those have been fairly cooperative, but one of them wasn't. And I noticed there was a checkbox that says, randomize MAC address. I'm like, or it was either send the actual MAC address or send a randomized fake MAC address. And I thought, oh, I wonder what that'll do. And I checked that box, and I still have to set that one static to get it to go. So I don't know. All right, I got to get rolling here. It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma. W8FG.
Well, that's it right there. Randomized MAC address. It's never going to get a static. Talk to you later. KFAS.
Good morning, Dave.
Do you guys do always eat breakfast?
No, this is a one-off. We're going to go deal with some of the stuff at Don's house. And of course, whenever we do anything, we do breakfast. So that's how that happened.
Yeah, they should just put everything that is valuable in storage and then just sell that house. Call some junk people. It's the way to do it.
Got a phone call, KEABSI.
KFAS.
Anywho, mobile. Yeah, it's a nice router. Really like it. Yeah, you know, like I said, there's a few things that MicroTik did that I prefer. You know what I need is the MicroTik was very good at showing me all the leases on the network. Didn't miss a thing. Everything was there. And even things that were assigned, they would just show as waiting, you know. So I had a real snapshot of my entire network. Everything was named. Everything was, I had comments in for them. I knew every single thing on my network. I really like that. It's kind of OCD, but I kind of like that. I need to find an app that can handle that for me to do something similar.
Well, if you're just trying to find all your devices on your subnet, there's a couple programs that will do that. I've had to run it to find devices that I don't know what their IP address is, and it works pretty good, but it's a command line one. There's probably a GUI one for Windows, but it's like nmap, like network map, nmap, and you throw it a couple parameters and it scans your entire subnet, and it'll tell you which ones are. Sometimes it knows what name it is too. Not sure how it does that. Maybe it looks it up in DNS or something, or the device is just throwing out what it is. But yeah, it's really nice. I found device like my phones. You know, sometimes the phones don't tell you what their IP address is, and or Raspberry Pis. You know, and it helps find it. I don't remember it off the top of my head. I have it written down somewhere.
Hit the pound key.
No, my phone has a record that I hit the pound key.
Well, that's weird.
Probably didn't hit it long enough.
Something's still
keyed. Flynn 600. Timeout.
KE8 VSI at destination clear.
Copy that. 1 minute.
Get the program fired up to look at what's going on. Everything starts working, of course.
Well, it's probably a ASL3 that didn't get updated yet. That's my guess, but I don't know. I'm poking in the dark.
Yes, well, no, let me think. Is this ASL3? No, I think this is ASL2. And a waste box. All right, whatever. All right, I'm destinated. Be back. W8FU.
Enjoy breakfast, KF8S.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Tango Charlie. We're monitoring.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees.
KDB.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees.
W-E-8-A-R. Uh-oh, what's broken?
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees.
KZ8Z Mobile. What's going on, KF8S? Just trying to figure out what day it is. I think it's Sunday. My wife's working some really weird days and hours and stuff, so she worked yesterday and she's working today, so you know how that goes. But for me, it's like, wait a minute, what happened to the weekend? I don't know, it's just weird. Different schedule. Yeah, but you have 6 Saturdays and 1 Sunday, so today's Sunday. Go back to Saturday tomorrow. Exactly. I never know what real day it is, but it doesn't matter because it's Saturday, unless it's Sunday. Then it's Sunday, and then it goes back to Saturday. Okay.
Sue's got a shirt that says every day is Saturday.
Nice. I think, Dave, you've got one that says every day is Monday. Yeah, it used to be like that. It's not so much these days. Because I'm not doing operational work anymore. It's mostly project stuff now, which I like. I enjoy doing project things because it's kind of like, here's the goal, and here's the thing we're going to do today, and, you know, things like that. So, versus, oh, there's a fire, let's put it out, right? I couldn't stand that. But right now, every day is, feels like a Monday only because I'm just, like, trying to balance out all these, places where I'm living right now. So right now I'm at the old house. I just cut the grass and, the recycle center. Sterling Heights closed their recycle center. I had a bunch of boxes, and I was going to take them there, and then they only do curbside now. Huh. Just bring them over to Greg's house and put them at his curb.
I offered.
I've got the bin space, I can put some in the recycle
container, and then the rest are just going to go in the normal trash. I'm just thinking, like, now they're going to get people to recycle less because they only give people one of those curbside bins. And, you know, we used to be able to take it to the center and, you know, fill the boxes in there. I guess they figured that wasn't cost-effective, and they had to have a DPW guy sit there all day checking driver's licenses. So I think they said, oh, we don't want to pay them.
Man, my car temperature is showing 90 degrees outside. Is it? I didn't know it was supposed to be that hot today.
I checked this morning and my weather app said high of 86, which is what my Jeep is reporting right now. So it's a hot one, KEAPSI.
I don't know which one we want to believe, because my watch is saying 89 for high today, and it's 82 right now. KFAS.
Yeah, now my car just went down. It's saying 89 now outside, so I'm okay. It's high in the upper 80s, near 90. There you go. There's the forecast. Easy, easy.
Yeah, it's going to be nice now moving out of this neighborhood because everybody just parks in the street. They park in front of my driveway. They park in front of my house. They're just everywhere but the driveway. Yeah, I wanted to do some cleaning up in the garage, but yeah, being 90 outside, nah, I'm probably not going to do that. So I'll probably do some indoor things and save the outdoor things for another day.
Yeah, I was going to mow the lawn, but I can already tell you I'm not going to do that today.
Yeah, it's a good thing I cut mine yesterday because there's no way I would do it today. Not in the mood.
You know, it might be fine in the evening, but yeah, the hottest part of the day is, I think they say it's 2 or 3 o'clock. It's a delay, you know. And I got to take my antenna down, too, from my... my little comet antenna, I gotta take that down. I'm not gonna do that today either. But, yeah, I gotta get on the roof and take that down sometime between now and the 23rd.
Yeah, let me know if you need any help with that.
Well, if you can change the weather, that would be nice.
Yep, I hear you.
You guys don't have to tell me details, but did you get everything done that you wanted to get done where you guys were going?
Yeah, the big thing was get the antenna stuff taken off the house, so that's done.
You guys could have done a poda, poda, poda one more last time before you did.
Poda, poda, poda!
Poda, poda, poda. Get off the marine frequency. You know, there might be a marine emergency.
Oh, my God, Greg. This aluminum makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, you probably got a bucket of rattles. At least it's a short haul.
Oh, wait, I think Dave has the flagpole. Yeah, he's experiencing what I'm experiencing. Actually, mine's settled in quite nicely, so it's on the floor, on the, like, the floorboards in the back seat. So mine aren't rattling at all. Dang, here's that radio tower by River Bend Park, and it's red and white. Sean, what were you saying about the height? At a certain height, the entire tower has to be painted red and white.
If the tower breaks 200 foot, or it's at a certain distance from an airport, calculated on the slope from the tip to the runway, it has to be either painted alternate shades of red and white, or it has to have daytime lighting. So it can have either one, daytime lighting or, I have, as a matter of fact, I have the one here, you know, just a half mile from where we were, not even a quarter mile from where we were. That one has got the daytime lighting. It's got a strobe.
Yeah, okay. This one, I don't think there's an airport around here, so this must break 200 feet. It's tall. I mean, it's like, wow, tall. There's an exact measurement. Well, it ain't one of mine. Oh, man.
So nowadays they do strobes, LEDs, you know, they get a lot more bang for the buck and the longevity and all that. But in the past they were incandescent. So, you know, you'd have incandescent red at night, and then you'd have painting during the day, painted sections, alternating red and white. And now with the advent of high-intensity strobes that are reasonably deployed, that seems to be more the norm now. Because painting is a major royal pain. It has to be upkept, and the painting of a tower after the fact is a messy, ugly business.
I can't even imagine how you'd maintain painting that. Oh my gosh. I mean, you'd have to, I guess, spray. I don't even want to think through that. Never mind.
They have buckets of paint and mittens, but they dip their mittens into the paint, and then they give it a hand job all the way down a section.
There you go. Uh-oh. I turned the corner, and I heard a bunch of rattling. Aluminum on aluminum.
I was kind of surprised the brakes in that van weren't making noise, but they were pretty good. So I thought, sure, been sitting.
Yeah, that was smart to take it for a brief ride, though. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's a great idea, because it's just sitting there.
Yeah, that's kind of been my thing. Mail. Take the van for a drive, turn it around in the driveway, park it on the other side, facing in, facing out, just changing it up a little. Anywho, I gotta make a stop here. Give me a big gulp.
Copy that.
Less than a mile to go to home. Temperature dropped to 84, according to the Jeep. The watch says 84, but it still thinks I'm in Warren. And, I get to go take a shower and rest again.
Guys, my car temp now is saying 86. Must have just been because it was sitting there. I am 1, 2, 3 miles from home and doing the same thing.
Roger, Dodger. 88, VSI.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 84 degrees.
W8FU. KF8F. Yeah, I forgot my hand truck over at Don's. Like, damn it. Be my luck, somebody'd show up over there, sister, show up and say, oh, this is nice, I'll take this. No.
I'm driving around near your other site here in Macomb. My goodness, this place is, like, filling up fast.
Can you see my tower from your property?
Let me get out of the car and look. I'm at the very north end of the street. Let me drive back where I'm at, or where I would be. and see if I can see it. The trees are really tall. I mean, these are tall trees, so I might not be able to see it through the trees. Yeah, that's possible, but you know, I mean, you know where it is, right? It's kind of just west of you, and I think a little north still. I should go see my salesperson. He seems lonely. He's going to see houses. Hold on, I'm going to look out. I'm getting out of the car. I'm going to see if I can see your tower.
I mean, I'm just curious. You don't have to. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I don't see the tower. It's got to be behind the trees. If I go onto the east side of the subdivision, I bet you I see it.
Yeah, because you'll be further away, see over the trees, right? But, I think you're right there. I mean, you're right, it's right through them trees, but from your perspective, they're blocking the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I see it, and then, okay, oh, wow. Yeah, I see, well, there's two towers, and, I was right next to it. I just couldn't see it from the ground, you know? So, I want to say it's probably about, sorry about the beeping, quarter mile maybe?
Roger, mine would be the closer one. Mine's the one that's less, it's more sparsely populated in the closer one. So, if I put anything interesting on there, it'll be right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I would see it from the house if it wasn't for the trees. But yeah, very, very, very line of sight.
Hey, we'll be able to get you on 44 net pretty easy.
Oh, you gonna? Is there a thing on it already?
No, that's phase one was a different set of towers and locations to bring in the backhaul. And then the multi-point stuff goes up in phase two, and that's gonna shoot to the multi-point site. But once it's there, obviously it's, you know, hop, skipping, and jump, right?
Yeah, I just have to put something up in the attic that aims that direction. I mean, I probably don't even have to do that, but that would be cool.
Oh my God, of course I'm behind the guy doing 29 in the 45.
Sunday drivers.
I mean, 29 in the 45? Come on.
You know what cracks me up? The ones driving slower are usually the ones in the Teslas. It's like, you know those things can go.
I find a lot of them, I got red baseball caps.
I'm buying Rivian now.
All right, anyhow, back to the homestead with my hand cart. Yay. I got all the way home, sat down, said, oh, man, it's time to relax a little. I left my hand cart there, so I have to go back just for that. All right, I'm home. Have fun. Talk to you in a bit. W8FU.
Get you later. I'll probably be on back home about 15 minutes or so. KF8S.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 86 degrees.
KF8. H2G, West Bloomfield, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 85 degrees.
CQ from WATIJ.
Thank you. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees.
KE8BSI.
UHF hub disconnected. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 86 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 88 degrees. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. Node 53696 disconnected. UHF hub connected to FBI hub. UHF hub connected to node 53696. Good evening. 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees.
This is Kilo Echo 2 Bravo Alpha Victory Sly from Central New Jersey. Is there anyone out there familiar with the Yaesu VHF UHF mobile radios? Come back, you was going in and out. Over.
This is the Lakeway Whiskey in the Sierra.
How you doing, man? Thanks for responding. I appreciate it. Are you familiar with the mobile VHF, UHF radios?
Yeah, a little bit.
I was looking to get I wanted by Yaesu, and I want to be a dual band, of course, VHF, UHF, and I don't know, I just saw so many models, the FT200, FT300, FT400, FT500, so I was just trying to find someone that kind of maybe know about these models, which one would be, you know, the best one to get. Over.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a tough decision, but it's all...
Yeah, I'm still here. I think I lost you for a few seconds. It was coming in very, very staticky. Over. Yeah, you're coming in very staticky. Could barely hear what you're saying. Over.
Still out there last conversation? Still out there? I changed antenna. Helping any? Still out there last calling station? It's Kilo Echo 8 with the NDSC there.
Station, come again, please, WAPIJ.
Come back, last calling station. This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India, Sierra.
Let's see, is it Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India, Sierra? Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet. Name's Greg.
How you doing, Greg? I'm Jeff here. I'm over here in Somerville. Just doing a little bit of programming on the...
Okay, Jeff, you're kind of in and out of the repeater, but how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. I'm just probably walking around on my deck. It's probably because I'm not hitting it, but I'm trying to think. It's the Fenton repeater, right?
I'm not sure. I'm transmitting on the West Bloomfield machine here, and I think it's connected to other repeaters.
Roger that. Yeah, and I'm just using the HT here, and I'm just trying to see how this antenna works on it. Other than that, I'm just tinkering around.
Yeah, okay. I heard you calling. I wasn't sure at first what you were doing there, and then I think I picked up your call, so I wanted to come back to you and let you know everything's okay.
Oh, roger that. No, I come across an app where it picks up this repeater, and you can actually hear yourself, your recording, and see how it sounds and how much static you got. It's Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India, Sierra.
Yeah, what, you said you picked up an app. What's the name of it?
Are you there? The app is broadcastify.com.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I think I'm familiar with it. I don't have the app, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. It's recorded our conversation. I bet, you know, how far I can see from
that. Okay, Jeff, you're getting really noisy here, so I've got to get back to doing what I'm doing here. I'm going to let you go and have a good evening, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again. Let's see, what is it? I wrote it down here. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India Sierra, WATIJ. 73.
All right, this is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India Sierra. Nice to meet you. Thank you for the reply. This is Kilo Echo 8, 73.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 78 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees.